Welcome to the Missing Chapter podcast, where you will hear some of the least known, obscure, and entertaining stories the history textbooks left out, starring Phil Horander and Phil Schauff.
His conquests rewrote the history books, as well as the maps of several continents. He was feared throughout Europe, and his tactics would redefine military strategies for decades to come. Napoleon Bonaparte rose to power out of the French Revolution, in a period of upheaval that saw French royalty overthrown, as well as beheaded. Seemingly no one stood in his way. No person, that is. The only exception, four-legged furry animals renowned for their cuteness. Historians will tell you that Napoleon's greatest miscalculations came when he invaded the frozen tundra of Russia, when in reality his greatest defeat and most humiliating loss happened earlier, at the hands, or rather paws, of one of nature's sweetest creatures. Our bizarre moment in European history took place in July of 1807, after Napoleon Bonaparte signed the treaties of Tilsit, officially commemorating the end of the war between the French Empire and Imperial Russia. To celebrate the occasion, Napoleon proposed a good-hearted Robin Hood with his men. He put his chief of staff, Alexandre Berthier, in charge of organizing the event. Berthier was a real go-getter by today's standards, and by all accounts, went a tad overboard with the bunny corralling. Historians estimate that Berthier collected nearly 3,000 rabbits. On the day of the hunt, Berthier's men partitioned a massive field and strategically placed the cages all along the edges of the fence row. When Napoleon, the guest of honor, and his colleagues arrived, the long-eared rabbits were released and the hunt commenced. The anxious hunters galloped into the field to catch their quarry. But it was at this point that something very strange happened. The rabbits didn't scamper away in fear, like those in attendance had anticipated. On the contrary, the bunnies bounced towards Napoleon and his hunting party. Like an opposing phalanx, they positioned themselves in the middle of the field and started to charge the guests. Initially, Napoleon and his men found the scene amusing and were so caught up in the merriness of the day's festivities that they laughed off the unexpected events. But as the onslaught continued, their feelings of mirth and astonishment turned into genuine concern and even fear. The emperor and his men tried in vain to repel the onslaught, but the critters kept coming and coming and coming, and eventually, Napoleon and his guests were absurdly outnumbered. Knowing it was a battle he could not win, Napoleon bid a hasty adieu, withdrawing to what he assumed would be the safety of his carriage. But the rabbit horde divided into two wings and headed for the coach. Based on eyewitness accounts, a few of the rabbits actually leapt into his carriage. The attack ended only when the coach rolled away with Napoleon in it. So why did the rabbits attack? Blame it on Berthier. Rather than hunting down and trapping wild hares, he took the easy way out, ordering his men to procure tame rabbits raised by farmers. Problem was, unlike wild rabbits who would instinctively scurry away, the domesticated farm rabbits didn't fear people. They took one look at Napoleon and his entourage and assumed they were going to provide them with food, just like the farmers who raised them had done time and time again. When tasty carrots were not forthcoming, the critters got a little cranky, a little hangry, and in the process, handed Napoleon Bonaparte his most decisive loss. This has been a Missing Chapter short, your quick fix for one of history's forgotten stories. Listen to more shorts as well as full-length episodes on Spotify and all other major podcast providers.
Thank you for joining us. Until next time,
I'm Phil Schauff.
And I'm Phil Horander. Another chapter has been added to the history textbooks.